Podcast friends, I'm Anastasia, your host. My co-host for today is Sever Pop, a business analyst team leader at EPAM Romania and a real BA champion. Hi Sever, welcome to our new Miss Busting podcast, and so great you could join.
Hey, hi all, and hi Anastasia, and thank you for this opportunity. I'm thrilled and happy to talk about our BA job in EPAM and not only.
Me too. And as you mentioned, this opportunity for today is to debunk some common myths and to maybe find some truths about BAs, business analysts and business analysis, and explore some career opportunities for BAs at EPAM. But for starters, I have a super quick game so our listeners would get to know you a little bit better. So I ask you a question and you pick one among two options, right?
Okay.
Right. Let's dive in then. Classics, tea or coffee?
Coffee, definitely.
Of course, right. The most popular answer so far. And being a business analyst, facts or figures?
Facts.
Facts, right. Data mining or data dredging?
Data mining.
Concerts or festivals?
Tough one, but I'll go with festivals.
Okay, festivals it is. And hiking or jogging?
Jogging.
Marathons cardio. Or sprints?
Sprints.
Right, then we'll talk a little bit agility, I guess, as well. Thank you so much for giving your perspective on those ones. And now let's get to business, basically to business analysis. So my first myth or truth would be BA professionals must have an IT background with really strong technical skills. Why don't we talk a little bit about that? Is it myth or truth?
I think it's half and half. So having a technical background and having technical skills, definitely it's a big advantage for a business analyst. And I'm looking at what kind of projects we have nowadays where we're talking about clouds, we're talking about migration, we're talking about APIs, which are more technical than used to be before. We were looking before at the UIs and stuff like you can see, look and feel. Now we're talking more about backend and stuff like that. So definitely having a technical background, having a technical knowledge, it's a plus. But I don't think, and I'm not 100% agree with the fact that it's a must, because it's not only about that. And technical part, it's something that you can gain and obtain during your experience. So I also value other other skills and other assets. But having that, it's a plus. But I don't agree with me in totally, let's say.
Right, got you. And what other assets do you value as you start mentioning that?
You see, a business analyst is not only about writing specification and putting information there in a more technical way. It's also about getting those information from different persons, from client, from peers, from stakeholders. So equally, you also need some like soft skills, like communication skills. You need some analytic mind. So in my experience, I've met a lot of BAs that were very good technically, but they had a lot of issues interacting with people, interacting with business, interacting with different stakeholders. That was not so good for the team itself. And then I've met a lot of BAs that are very good in communication, but they were lacking in technical skills. So I value the soft skills equally with the technical skills, especially in our setup, EPAM company wise, where we are providing IT services, we are providing human resourcing. It's not only about technical part, it's about presenting yourself. It's part of being there with the client, understanding their needs, their knowledge. So you need to have those kind of skills also.
And that drives us basically to the second myth. BAs require a business background. What are your feelings on that?
So maybe to put it a bit different and to understand the role itself, because also in my daily activities, people, non-technic friends, they ask me, hey, what are you doing as a business analyst? What does it mean? Because it sounds really nice, business analyst. And I always give them this comparison with like, you want to build a house, you have ideas, you have a design in your mind, and you have it your own as you see it. But from thoughts till execution, there's a long path. And then you need someone to talk to understand you, to take all these your ideas, put it on the paper, do it in a more technical way, and then talk to developers or the development team or the ones that will build the house. And there you go. You go to the architects and you go to the designers. So basically, BA, it's that kind of person that talks with the business, talks with stakeholder, understand their needs. They can talk their language and take all those ideas and thoughts, put it on the paper, analyze it, digest it, and then send it to the team that will build. Now, ideally, yes, you should have some knowledge because you're talking with someone that maybe knows their domain very well, and they can express their thoughts in a very technical and business language. And if you're not aware about that, it might be an issue. So it's good to have some knowledge. Now, lately, we've started to see business analysts more versatile, like good BAs and strong BAs with experience. They can switch and shift from one business to another and easily understand. Definitely, there are BAs that are very niche, like trading, like finance and stuff like that, which the domain itself, it's very complicated. But otherwise, other domains, I think good BAs and strong BAs can adapt and learn very fast what they are doing. So you should have not necessarily the knowledge, but you should have the mindset and the thought that you can understand very fast any new business and any new context. So that's also a very solid skill that a BA should have.
I would love to hear more about that. You already started mentioning that you have to be a very keen learner, proactive, mm-hmm. learn constantly. What else? How is business analyst as a profession evolves, and what are the possibilities at EPAM?
I think in this world of IT and delivering IT products and services, I think the business analyst is one of the most complex and versatile roles. And I will tell you why. You see, when you look at developers, hey, they are building. So they work start when they have the information and they start building the product, and that's it. And then you have the QAs. They are testing the product that it was built and so on. Sure, they can be involved during the process from time to time. But if you look at the BAs, they are involved from the beginning till the end. They are really involved because they go and discuss with the business. They go and discuss with stakeholders. They go there and they fill the gap between what the client needs and what we deliver. And then they write those specifications that we are talking. They put on the paper, let's say, all the things that need to be built by the team. In kind of their language, they are saying, hey, this is what you need to do. And they need to be very specific for developers and the other ones. And then they are overviewing the whole process, developing, testing. And at the end of all this, the BA should be also there to see that what was built, it brings the right business value, agreed with the client, and then go back to the client and say, this is what we've built, and try to discuss, negotiate, and all this kind of stuff. So the BA is there from the beginning till the end, very involved. What it's also important for a BA, and this is what I also value quite a lot, is the way they shift context. So maybe you're now on a project and it's more about interaction with the business. It's more about communication, roadmap, scope, putting things in place, way of working. So you focus on that a lot, maybe less about writing specification, documentation, and all kind of stuff. So it's nice. Then the project ends and you move to another project where you need to be more close to the development team. You need to produce specification, documentation, you need to write stories, and maybe less about communicating with stakeholders, because maybe you need to look in systems, in documents, and you focus more on the delivery side. So you should be able to do all this kind of stuff, shifting from one context to another. Projects that we have in EPAM will create this kind of opportunities. I'm seeing that at my team and people that are moving from one project to another, and they have this opportunity to develop new skills that previously were not in the focus.
That drives me to another misuse. So BA is all about documentation and requirements management. Mm-hmm. So there is no need for a BA on an agile team. What's your experience here? And is there an overlap between the role of product owner and business analyst? Is product management the new BA?
One by one, because indeed, this is a very interesting, like sensible and debatable aspect. So the BA needs to be there. regardless if it's agile, it's waterfall, or any kind of context, the BA needs to be part of the delivery team, of the agile team. What you will notice is that not all the product owners will be really close to the team. And then the BA, it's taking that role. When I started this role on the business analysis, obviously focus were more on documentation, a lot of Word documents, a lot of pages, a lot of text, which essentially no one was looking at that. And it was really sequentially, like I had my part as a BA, then I moved to development, to design, and so on. And everything was really in a sequence. Obviously, things have changed during time, and now we are talking about agility, and like everyone is doing everything in a nutshell. But the role of the BA kind of stick to origins, because he still needs to provide document, like specification, still needs to take requirements and give them to the team. Now, if they are doing that stories or in different other ways, it's another discussion, but the role, it's still there, and the function, it's still there. Now, in our context, I'm talking about EPAM, there's an overlap between BA and product owner. And usually the BA steps into this role, because what's happening, we expect, so we have the client, we have the business, and we have product knowledge from there. So, or we expect the client to come with the product knowledge. So the BA steps into this part where he stands close to the product from the client, gets the requirements, gets an understanding, and then also it's like one leg to the product and client, and one leg to the team. And he always fills this gap, because not all the time what I've noticed, we see product owners or product management from the client, they are also open and able to go to the grass level, let's say, where they write specification, do all this kind of stuff, do agile ceremonies with the team. They usually go to the business analyst, tell them what it's needed, what's wanted, and what are the priorities, and then the BA does the work and then goes to the team. I would say that in our reality, agile reality, a BA more like a proxy product owner. This is what we are calling nowadays. It's not the product owner, because like we expect the product owner from the client, but it's like a deputy. It's therefore close to the product, understands stuff, and then goes to the team and digests all the information and makes sure that the team is delivering the right business value. There is a tendency, and I see it also in our team and in globally in EPAM on BA practice, that BAs to move to product, because of course they were close to the business. It's also a kind of debate if product management is the next level for a BA. I'm not sure about that. Definitely it brings other opportunities. You go to see things on a higher level, which is fine. But there are two different stuff, which at some point, definitely they overlap in activities. But one goes to a higher level and one goes in a more detailed way. So it depends on what you want to do. But I think they are both equally challenging. So I would say in a project, two different roles with two different meanings. I hope that I bring some more clarity about this and how I see it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Totally. And basically, that drives to another misa-truth. It is difficult to find a job or shift to BA career. That's the first part. And the second part, as you mentioned, what are career opportunities, next steps for BAs? Because you've mentioned that on one hand, yeah, you can go to the product management, but it is not the only way. And there are also different opportunities. So what are they?
Right. Being a good BA requires not only technical skills, as I said, requires also soft skills, requires communication skills, requires agility, requires analytic mind, and in general, a very open mindset that gives the opportunity to move to other roles. Let's say not really easy, but more or less naturally. I think you can, for example, I give you an example in my team, one of our senior BAs moved to Scrum Master area because he felt like the next step for him, it's that path. But you can go also to delivery management. If you also have some good technical skills and technical background, you can go to project management also. And I think project management, it's very close to a BA. So the shift can be easily done. I think you can go to every role that implies maybe coordination, maybe leading, maybe setting things in place, and equally being exposed to the client. I've also met during my experience BAs that move to development, not so many, because usually it's other way around. People from the technical roles are moving to BAs because they want to do something new. But rarely they are moving also to a more technical role, let's say, maybe architects, but that needs quite a lot of technical stuff. So there are a lot of opportunities that a BA can explore, but again, depends on knowledge they have, on the skills they have, and also about maturity and experience, of course.
Right. Thank you so much for this overview and quite a lot of opportunities here. And circling back once again to technical stuff and analytics itself, also mesotrust statement, BA is about working with large data sets, number crunching, statistics, data mining, and data dredging. So what is your experience here? Of course, it depends from project to project, from domain to domain. Generally, what are your thoughts about that? Is it more myth or truth?
I would say it's a myth, because a BA shouldn't be so data driven, because we have other roles for that, especially in the PAM. We have a data practice, we have what we call a data analytics, we have BI analytics. So we have specific roles dedicated to data in general, and they are very niche and they are very dedicated. So if we are looking especially at projects with big data focus, won't be necessarily a role for a BA. We'll go more for a data analyst at someone from data practice. And when it comes to a regular business analyst focusing more on specification, documentation, building products, stuff like that, look more for a business analyst, which in some projects, they can be two roles that work together. And I saw that having BAs, like they are doing requirements, analysis, and specification, and having data analytics, that they are doing the data part. And they work very well together, but different directions.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing this example, because it's, you know, like real teamwork. And, you know, as we are discussing this amazing role, I think I've came across a very nice metaphor for that business analysts are like modern business alchemists. Seems like you're truly performing some magic, because you put insights into action, data into decision, and problems into solutions. It is such a diverse role. Thank you so much for that. And I would like to ask you here, what's a BA community at EPAM like? Because from my perspective, it is one of the most active communities. And you being a great member and driver of the community, could you tell us a little bit about what's happening in your community?
Well, you see, because we talk about business analysts and they are really communication oriented, they like to interact. Of course, also as in a practice, they are very active. So they feel the need to discuss also and communicate also between us, not only within the project. In Romania, IPAM opened the office in 2020, just when the pandemic started. So what initial plans were to like put a proper office in place in Bucharest, another major city in Bucharest, kind of changed because COVID started and we had to move online, which we created a bit of anxiety, because till then we were used to work in offices, interact, that's how we work. And that now we had to change to online, and we were not sure how it will work. But it proved that worked very well. Even though we are in different cities spread in Romania, we are very close and we are communicating quite a lot. Of course, we are seeing each other from time to time in different events, but usually we have a lot of, let's say, ceremonies within our practice to discuss about what we are doing, to discuss about our like new things that are happening in our field. We have a coffee break from time to time where we just meet ourselves and discuss about usual stuff, ideally not related to work, just to discuss and see each other's. But then on our field, we are doing some what we are calling project touch bases. So each and every BA gets the chance to talk about what they are doing on their project. And this is also for others to understand and to be aware on what kind of project we are working, but also to debate on activities or challenges that each and every BA like have on their project. That's one of the things. From time to time, we have some discussion around what's new on our field. So for example, we see that a lot of projects are looking for cloud experience, and we've got to the conclusion that we need to invest some time in this. So now we have some learning and trainings on AWS, and then as a BA, you can get a certification. So that was the kind of the outcome after one of this kind of meetings. But the good thing, it's now that we can even get together in different cities. And also we've started to be more less visible to the global part, because you see, Pam, it's a global company, definitely. And we found out that a lot of things can be learned from other practices, especially like Ukraine or Hungary. So we've started to get in touch with these guys, and they are amazing. And they've helped us a lot in building new capabilities within our Romanian practice.
And once again, talking about step-ups. What you need to do to own your BA career and how to take it to the next level?
You know, as a BA, if you want to progress and if you want to move to the next level, or even if you want to step in this role, I don't think you can do it by yourself. I think you need someone close to you. And what we are doing, and that we saw also on the global level, and it's amazing how it works. It's the mentoring program, something that we also adapt here in Romania. So if you're a new BA, or if you want to switch to BA, or you want to enhance skills, it's difficult to do it by yourself. You need to stay close to someone, or someone to help you to learn and stuff like that. So what we are doing, we are putting regular junior BAs or people that want to move to this field close to more senior or lead BAs, even maybe on the project where we can, when we have the context to have this set up. If not, we are going to the mentoring program. So what is happening, we allocate more junior BAs to more senior BAs. There is a program there in place. With homework, with tasks, very structured. And then at some point, let's say at the end, you can draw the line and say, I think you have progressed very well. I think you have better skills now. Let's try to find a project that now you can value your skills. So I strongly think that trying this new role, you need to have someone close to you to help you, to guide you, to mentoring. Otherwise, I think you'll feel overwhelmed about the role and what needs to be done.
And what do you love the most about being a BA?
I think what I've said at the beginning, the versatility. It's amazing, this role. So I'm doing the BA role for almost 14 years. So quite a lot. And so, yeah, I got the chance in the last 14 years since I'm involved in this industry to learn and grow a lot. And definitely a lot of things have changed during this time. And I saw how the IT industry changed, but the role itself, because also the other roles, like developers, new technology change a lot. But at the end of the day, you're kind of doing the same thing. But if I'm looking at the BAs, it really changed a lot. It's more dynamic. It's more challenging. It's more client facing. It's more responsible. It's more active. It's more focusing on so many ways. At the beginning, we're just writing documentation, and that was it. But now we are part of the client team sometimes. We are there in the middle of the action. We are drifting together with the client. Sometimes in projects that you are involved maybe for 1 or 2 years, the client, it's so trust with you that you start to be your own client for the team. And also something that I saw changing, it's the fact that the role organically stepped into the more coordination. So because you are there from the start to the end, team tends to be to trust you, to coordinate to some extent, have the high overview. And you kind of step into this role of coordination, maybe leading. So it's a role that evolves quite interesting in that part. So that's what I like the most at the BA role itself. It's that you're so versatile, and in time with experience and maturity, you'll get to do a lot of things, which essentially bring value.
Basically, the business analyst is getting to a more and more leadership role, right? And maybe rounding up, Sever, what advice would you give to someone wanting to join EPAM as a business analyst?
So I encourage people to be really positive. Positive attitude is something that we are looking. We are looking for energy, and we are looking for a great mindset oriented to results and growing and trying to be more involved and get to learn. We are looking for people that we see potential in them. So I encourage people to apply.
Right. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, even your friends are asking, what are you doing every day in your working hours? I would ask you here, do you have your favorite miss a truth statement I have missed maybe? And how do you debunk it?
So after all of discussed, it sounds like maybe it's a role that you can step into very easily, or you can try it, or having some basic, you can do it. So this is my myth, that not everyone can do it, honestly. I mean, okay, you don't need like a developer to have strong technical knowledge to write code. You don't need like a QA automation key to have some strong technical background. So it might sound like, hey, it's easy to do it. I mean, with some trainings with a mentee and so on, I can be there, which is totally false, because you need to have like a proper born skills. Maybe it sounds really, really interesting, but there are some skills there that at some point they are difficult to build. And I've met people that tried a lot and they were not there because they didn't have the open mindset. They didn't have the analytical skills. It was very difficult to cope with what they need to do. So it's not for everyone, this role. Easy to try it, but that will not guarantee that you will become a business analyst.
Thank you so much, Sever. And I would maybe summarize this up with three main takeaways from today's talk. And please correct me if I'm wrong somewhere. So the first point would be that at EPAM, BA is a bridge that bridges the gap between business and technology. And it's a role of a trusted advisor who can define the real business problems and translate them the technical team could, you know, build the house you were mentioning, right? And that leads to achieving the business goal and bringing the business value.
That's very correct. I will add one minor thing. It's that also in our specific EPAM context, BA, it's the face of EPAM very often present in the client's team. So it's very important to have a professional attitude, because working close to the client will see EPAM in their face. So it's important to have this attitude.
So basically, it's also representative, the face
exactly.
of EPAM. I see,
exactly.
I see. And it seems that you're really great. BAs are really great at networking and giving back to community by knowledge sharing and mentoring. Seems like, really, as mentioned, a great role. And thank you so much for our open talk. And a teeny tiny question I have for you at the end. How many cups of coffee do you drink throughout a normal working day?
I drink around 3 coffees. Why? Because I'm a big fan of coffee. I have a barista certification. I do my own coffee. I have an espresso machine quite performed, and I like specialty coffee a lot. So it's kind of passion and hobby for me. That's why I drink a lot of coffee.
It seems that your team should be very happy to have a personal barista. And I think that also corresponds to your role as a business analyst. It sounds like a passion and hobby and work for you simultaneously as well.
Yeah. I think it goes hand in hand.
Thank you so much for this amazing conversation, Sever. And is there anything else I should have asked you, but I didn't?
I think we kind of covered the main interesting myth and topics. For sure, there are a lot of other things to discuss, but you see, as BAs, we can discuss the whole day. So maybe next time we'll do 8 hours podcast.
Right. Agree with that. We should keep something for the next session. Definitely.
Agree.
Okay. Stay tuned and hear you next time. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.